Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Indeed. Coming in low. Another Surfers Tour, if you will. With Rick Ector. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I am great. You know, it's glad to be back on. You know, we were on hiatus last Thursday because of a holiday. You know, we celebrated on the correct day as opposed to those Canadians up north. They celebrated, you know, like a month early.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with their calendar, man, but you would think that there would be a movement afoot to consolidate Thanksgiving. I mean, are we the only two countries that celebrate Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I wondered about that myself. I wondered the other day if how many countries actually do that. And I didn't look to find out how many countries actually do that. But I do wonder about it.
You know, and we're in such close proximity to one another, and, you know, at least from a national level, we're friendly, you know, we're allies, and to some extent, they do depend on us. Like, if some bully state wanted to, you know, start trouble with Canada, well, the United States would step in and say, hey, what's the problem? You got a problem? Huh? What? You can't mess with my little brother Canada, right? So you would think that they would show us a little appreciation by at least consolidating Thanksgiving. I mean, after all, I'm sure they are thankful that we're there, you know, to back them up in case they get into any beef with any other country, right?
Right, right. Well, you know, I see what you're saying. I don't think they think that way, though, Rick. I don't think they think that way. What you're describing is logic.
Oh, well, yeah, that comes in handy from time to time. But I'll tell you what, logic does you no good when you're debating slash arguing with someone who is operating on a purely emotional level.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've ever been in a relationship for a period of time, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
So tell me this. Yes. On this day of Thanksgiving that happened a week ago, man, how was your Thanksgiving and how did you spend it?
I went over to my parents' house and it was, you know, it was okay. You know, I don't.
What is that laugh, man? What is that laugh? What's going on?
Have you ever seen a movie called Night of the Comet?
I'm sure I've seen it, but it's been so long ago, because there was a time when I would watch everything that would come across cable, man. But
in Night of the Comet, I think her name is Catherine Mary Stewart. She's the one of the heroines. Kelly Maroney played the other sister and one of the other heroines. And She's driving home from work, unaware that a comet has eradicated all life on Earth except for the zombies that are left.
And as she's, a zombie movie.
And then, well, there's not that many of them left. Most of them died. So, you know, she's driving home in L.A., and there's nobody on the street. And when I was driving over to my parents' house, nobody was on the street.
Okay.
I'm just sitting around going, this is just like Night of the Comet.
Were you readying yourself for any zombies?
I'm always prepared for the zombies. As long as my plans are sort of bad. My plans are bad for zombies, but I'm always ready for the zombies.
You know, I've been in, you know, some areas of town, you know, out and about, and I'm always thinking, man, you know, if not for my, you know, perpetual state of awareness, there could be something that could appear and immediately put me in peril. But never once did I entertain the idea of running across actual blood-sucking, brain-eating zombies. That thought has never crossed my mind.
Yeah. Not mine either. I just, nowadays, when I'm thinking about the zombies, I just look and go, you know, Democrats.
So, you know, my Thanksgiving, man, it was pretty typical, you know, and I don't want to speak for you, but I'll speak for myself in this regard.
Sure.
After you reach a certain age, right, isn't that a great intro? After you reach a certain age, you know, holidays, you know, due to any personal losses, you know, family-wise, you know, they're just not the same as they used to be, right? You know,
no, not really, yeah. I agree with you on that one.
In years past, you know, there would always be the obligatory dinner over at my mom's house, and all of my siblings and family and stuff would come over, and, man, there would be this huge, huge feast of all the typical holiday fare and food that you would imagine. And not only was the food great, man, once the food was eaten, you know, and you've had a chance to let your stomach settle, then became the time when everyone starts cutting into all of the pies that were there. And, of course, Mom made an awesome sweet potato pie, and there's a pie called a chess pie, of all things, man. And that was what I wistfully recalled, and that was sorely missing this Thanksgiving. But I tell you what, Thanksgiving was good, man. It was a chance to get together with some folk and have a great meal and watch this one National Football League team franchise that plays an annual game on, get this, they play, they're one of two teams that always plays on Thanksgiving. And the display that they put on was so pitiful. The Detroit Pussycats were shut out at home, and it was such a woeful display of ineptness that the coach was quickly fired. Not only the coach, but what's the guy that's above the coach, the guy that does all the
general manager.
The general manager also got fired. Now,
all
you
fired.
Know you did a bad job. When you are the first coach hired by a general manager, you get fired, and the guy that hired you got fired. You know, sometimes the general manager can say, okay, well, you know, I get a mulligan. I made a bad choice. I hired the wrong coach to coach the team. At least allow me to hire another coach. No, man, they got rid of them. They cleaned house. The general manager and the head coach are gone.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We are on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick. Rick, legally armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. Before we go any further, just so we don't miss this the next time, how can people find you?
I can be found at legallyarmedindetroit.com, also at detroitpcw.com. And, of course, I invite anyone within the sound of my voice to visit my page on YouTube. I have a ton of videos, over 2,200, that are devoted to the topic of personal protection and self-defense.
Gotcha.
So before the commercial break, I was telling you probably too much, so I was lamenting about the sad state of affairs of sports here in the city of Detroit.
So the sports nationwide have changed, Rick. I mean, it's, you know, I could not tell you what political party Fran Tarkenton was ever in.
Okay.
Or Roman Gabriel, or Mike Curtis, or Dick Butkus, or any of these guys I used to watch when I was a kid. Couldn't tell you.
And it didn't matter.
It didn't matter because I was watching them play football.
Right.
You know, Johnny Carson never, ever waxed political on his show. And you know why? Because he said, this is a talk show that's primarily comedy.
Right.
And now everything is politicized. Everything is politicized. Everybody's got an opinion. And most of them are all based on what they see on the magic box. And I don't understand any of them. I don't understand. Listen. I mean this sincerely. Black America, I've served with many black soldiers. I've got a guy named Darren Sullivan that runs around. I mean, Darren sat in the waiting room with my wife when I was in ICU, and they didn't know if I was ever going to wake up.
All right.
And, you know, when I was in the military, the sergeant that shaped my military career, all these guys, and I just wonder what makes them vote Democratic.
I don't know.
With
man.
all the lies they've been told.
That could be a show in of itself, but you know, the thing is, a lot of people have different, you know, reasons why they support a particular political ideology and a particular candidate, and, I tell you, if you get five people in the room, they probably tell you, you know, maybe five different ways of why, not only necessarily who they support, but why they support that candidate. And,
yeah,
know,
but I mean, if you were to go and I hear all these guys going, Trump's a racist. Okay, tell me one thing he's ever done that's racist.
And no one can ever tell you one thing. You know?
And then I'm voting for Joe Biden because I'm looking for change. Really?
I mean, to this day, I have no idea what his platform is, but the thing is, to me, it seems like, well, it's a popularity contest, and I guess based on your politics, determine whether you like him or not, irrespective of how well he did his job based on what he campaigned on. But when you compare and contrast, I really, to this moment, this exact moment, right up till now, I cannot tell you what Biden campaigned on.
Well, Biden wants to ban the magazine.
Other than he's not Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, he plans on banning the magazines that go in your M&P.
I'm sure he has plans to ban all types of things, which, of course, you know, is why it's very important that we retain control of the U.S. Senate.
But, I mean, the point I'm just trying to make, though, as far as sports are concerned, nowadays, these kids that play sports nowadays, they seem a lot younger, and they seem a lot more naive. And they, you know, they come up through college, and then they wake up one day, and they're multimillionaires, and they're 23 years old, and they're out there going, you know, in all of my time, I decided that I wanted to vote for this kind of a candidate. All your time, really?
Well, okay. I'll tell you what, man, there's not much at my seasoned age that a 23-year-old can tell me about life. You know what I mean? You might be able to tell me about how to best catch a football, but I swear to God, there's nothing that you can tell me about the world we live in your limited 22, 23 years of existence that I haven't seen in 53. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't think professional athletes today are as durable as the professional athletes of yesteryear. Look at Hank Aaron. I mean, Hank Aaron, he's the home run king. Barry Bonds is not the home run king. He never had to use steroids.
Okay, well, to the extent that we know of, yeah.
Well, I mean, Hank was, I've read his story. I mean, Hank went through a lot of stuff just to play baseball. He went through a lot of stuff just to play baseball. He wasn't the son of Bobby Bonds. He wasn't allowed to be in the clubhouse, you know, as a kid and all this other stuff. And he certainly never, you know, he just played his game. In his whole time, the whole career he ever had, the most home runs he ever hit in one season was 47. But he was durable, and he played for a long time. And you don't see that now.
No, you don't.
I didn't
mean to wax really philosophical about the Lions, other than because, you know, in the final analysis, I only watched it because it was Thanksgiving and it was a game and it was on, because I swore off allegiance to the Lions when they went 0-16 a number of years ago. And I said, I will never, ever be a Detroit Lions fan. As a matter of fact, that was when I became a New England Patriots fan, and they didn't let me down. They won a couple of Super Bowls in that era. So, yeah.
I'm a long-suffering Minnesota Vikings fan. I don't follow sports at all
for the most part. You have my sympathies, man. Yeah. I think it's been a while since they've done anything on the gridiron. Probably, I don't know, since the Lions, I guess. I don't know. It's been a minute since they had a heyday, right?
Yeah, I mean.
What about during the Randy Moss era and those guys?
That was when Dante Culpepper played. Yes, this is still the gun show, people. When Dante Culpepper was his quarterback, I thought he was a great receiver. He was a big, strong, young man. He could, in two steps, he was gone.
Moss on the football field, all you had to do was throw it up, man.
And he just ran up under it. Yeah. So, anyway.
And he would run up under it and catch it. If he had two or three guys back there, he'd still get it. You know, he has the ability to make a quarterback actually look good. I think when
any quarterback.
Yeah,
so let's make this pledge real quick. We're going to talk about gun stuff in the next two segments. Okay.
That was the
intention. That was as much a fault. It's all my fault, as a matter of fact, because I'm directing this stuff. We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick. My guest is Rick Ector. And this is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, without proof, is blaming the White House for a story that leaked that connects him to a Chinese spy. The spy became a donation bundler for Swalwell and even managed to place an intern in his office. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming expresses concern over the allegations.
This is part of a much larger pattern where we know that the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government, is on the attack against the United States of America. And so far, it seems only one party in Congress is willing to take them on, willing to stand up for the United States, willing to fight back.
Swalwell is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Leaders on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle continuing to push for a new stimulus package, even as disagreements remain over what should be in it. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Tuesday, Joe Biden nominated California AG Javier Becerra for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In California, Becerra sued the Little Sisters of the Poor, fought against a team who exposed Planned Parenthood's body parts trade, and tried to strip conscience protections away from doctors and nurses. Regarding Biden's appointment, former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says,
he checks the box for a progressive individual who would be leading HHS, but he doesn't have the kind of background that the American people, I believe, would like to see in their Health and Human Services Secretary.
Two of the biggest stories of 2020 dominated Google's trending searches this year. The tech giant reporting on Wednesday that election results was this year's top trending search, followed by coronavirus. NBA legend Kobe Bryant was third in searches. Brian and his daughter were killed in a helicopter crash in January. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. I tried a different self-defense gun just because I had never tried it and because I found it for sale somewhere so cheap, it was stupid of me not to buy it. Have you ever heard of the SIG P365? Rick? Have we got Rick? Did we lose Rick? After all of that great introduction that I did? Mr. Producer, did we lose the guest? Let's shoot a text message to him real quick. Are you still connected? See if we get an answer to that one. I tried it. I tried the SIG P365 yesterday. I know lots and lots of people that carry this gun. I've heard a lot about this gun. There's a few things about the gun that I liked. And, no, he is not still connected. So, well, you didn't have Joe, you got Rick. Rick's supposed to be, yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I know that now. Anyway, back to the P365, while we're trying to get Rick back. Are you there now?
I am here now, man. Sorry for being tardy.
no problem. This is the drama. Drama of live radio. Anyway.
Right. Let me get on to why we're actually together today. What are we actually going to be talking about, man?
And of course, I was telling you, I was trying to tell you this before I realized you weren't there. I tried a new self-defense gun yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with the SIG P365?
I have seen it. I have not had the opportunity to shoot it.
It is surprising in that it is not as snappy because it's a full bore 9mm pistol, and it's about the size of a cigarette lighter.
Oh, so I would expect it to have a little bit of a snap to it.
Yeah, it is absent the snap.
Okay.
But
how did they pull that off? Is it heavy?
No, it's not heavy, but it has a spring. Yeah, I mean, this is a really serious spring. It's a recoil spring. This thing has a serious recoil spring, but you can still run the slide. And I bought it because, there was some new ones over there for a little less than half of what they wanted for this used one, so I got the used one.
That's a
However,
considering how much guns are costing these days.
Yes. But I will not be carrying the SIG P365.
Okay, I'll buy it. Why not?
Well, because we exist in it. You know, if I was carrying a gun just for self-defense, that would be an ideal gun for self-defense. Because what is the average? You know, I've always heard the rule of threes: 3 feet, 3 seconds, 3 rounds. That's going to handle that. That's going to handle that just fine. The problem is we don't exist in that time anymore. We've got Antifa out there. We've got, we've got riots that spontaneously erupt in front of us, or they just never stop happening. And plus, we also have this very real possibility, I'm beginning to recognize it, of political violence spreading throughout the United States. And for me, I need something a little more substantial on hand, a little more robust on hand than a simple self-defense gun.
Why not just get an AR, man?
Oh, I have an AR. I have ARs.
Oh, all right. But can you make that your everyday carry locally?
No.
Oh, okay. Here,
I know that in Michigan you guys can walk around and just carry them out in the open. I cannot.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd at least ask, man.
Whenever I travel, if I'm going to be an hour or more away from the house, I throw an AR in the car. I've got a chest rig. I've got a trauma kit. I've got some water, some food, just in case.
You know, I'm thinking if I'm only going an hour away, just as long as I have my wallet and my cell phone, I'm in good shape, man. But, hey, you've taken it to a whole different level.
Well, I mean, an hour away, if all of a sudden you don't have a car, that's a long way away.
Let me tell you what I want to talk about today. I thought I would take a case study approach. There's a very short story that ran in today's clickondetroit.com website.
We got 3 minutes.
Yeah,
3 minutes on this thing.
So, yeah, I can read this in 3 minutes. Check this out for sure. The title is Detroit Homeowner Shoots Teen Intruder Hiding in Attic. Detroit. A teen is recovering from a gunshot wound Wednesday night after being found in a Detroit home he had no business being in. Police said a 39-year-old woman living in the 6600 block of Fairmount Drive heard a loud noise coming from above her. When she went to investigate the noise, she discovered a 19-year-old male in her attic. After a brief standoff, the man reportedly made a sudden move. That's when the homeowner, a registered CPL holder, fired a shot at the teenage suspect. Police arrived at the scene, and the suspect was taken to the hospital. He is currently in stable condition. Once he is well enough, he will be taken into police custody. Officials believe the suspect was hiding in the attic in an attempt to burglarize the home. Local 4 has been told that the homeowner is cooperating with police and their investigation. Man, there's a lot of stuff in that compact story. I know we're about to head towards a break, and I'm not sure how fast I got those.
Well, give me the first item. We got a minute and a half. Give me the first item real quick.
Well, the first item right quick, man, I was going to open it up to you and say, well, hey, out of all those things that we talk about from a personal protection and self-defense standpoint, man, what are all the things that come into play that you have to be mentally familiar with if you were to suddenly envision yourself in the place of this 39-year-old woman homeowner? And that's how I'm going to open it up on the next break, man. What are all the things that come into play legally and from a handling a firearm that you need to be able to keep in mind to actually perform?
Okay, I'll bite with that one. There's a lot of things in there. There's a lot of different ways we can go with it. There's a lot of different directions we can
take. There's a lot to unpack in there, man.
Yeah,
and I thought it was an app.
But that's an interesting story.
I know, man, and it's timely. It just happened, and it hits on a lot of different areas, man.
Okay. Real quick, tell everybody how they can find you.
I am Rick Ector, RickEctor. I'm legallyarmeddetroit.com. I am also at DetroitCCW.com. You can also find me on YouTube, DetroitCCW.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTTROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Actor, and he was just telling us about a Detroit lady who found an intruder in her attic, engaged him. Did she get charged, just out of curiosity, with that?
Going from what they stated in the actual article, that they said that she is with the police and that she is actively cooperating, which of course made a lot of hairs on the back of my neck initially bristle, you know, because here's my thing. She's at home, man. And, in many places, and Detroit and the state of Michigan is no different. We have, you know, the castle doctrine, man. And, the onus is on the state or the prosecution to prove that she did something wrong. And here we have a woman who was doing nothing more than residing in her own residence where someone decided to take refuge without permission. And then upon being discovered, engaged in an act that made the woman reasonably defend herself with her legally possessed firearm. And they made mention of the fact that she had a concealed pistol license, but that point is moot because she was at home. And she properly did what I would suggest that most people do when an uninvited visitor is in your home.
Yeah. But
so,
she did have... My first thought is she did have options with that.
Well, she did. She truly had options. And you know what? There are five options that I teach in my CPL class. What are those options?
You can walk away and call the cops. That's one.
You can take flight and you can run. You can you can be in your own house and you can decide to run through your house and out the front door and down the street, for sure.
Yep.
Or you could posture, you could fight by actually shooting the guy like she did. Or the other two options, man, that we talked about before in previous episode, you can freeze and do nothing and accept whatever happens, or you could submit and be fully compliant with the unreasonable and criminal demands of the bad guy who's so emboldened to come into your home, for sure.
Yep.
Let's talk about what she didn't do. She didn't issue any warning shots, which, I tell you, would have landed her in a lot of trouble. And did you get some of the subtle propaganda that was mentioned in this piece?
I was listening to it, and some of it I was like, okay, I don't have time to ask him about this. And I don't remember all of it verbatim, but when she, with the, especially the part about being with the police and cooperating, that was the first thing, because I thought in a stand your ground slash castle doctrine state, just based upon what you told me,
I read it verbatim,
this guy met all the criteria to be dealt with lethal force.
Absolutely. And in my professional and personal opinion, there is nothing that she needs to say to the law enforcement officers who responded to the call for assistance. You're at home, in your home. You have such protections in your home, right? You
right.
have the castle doctrine. She didn't have a prior relationship with this guy, so we don't even have to go the whole stand your ground loop, man. 19-year-old. They mentioned 19 as if all 19-year-olds are benign. Let me tell you, if you're 19 years old or 60 and you walk in my house uninvited, man, you know what? Be prepared to be shot unless you have some really obvious extenuating circumstances that would preclude me from taking that course of action, man. The thing that really stood out to me is that, you know, she was cooperating and answering questions. And you know, there was no mention of her having someone with her to assist
no lawyer.
Her with that information transfer.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
the lawyer.
Yeah.
And, of course, if we're talking about lawyer, you know, on previous shows, we've talked about the importance of preparing for an incident like this. And, of course, preparing for an incident like this, you would probably want to have purchased some coverage, right?
Well, I think the important thing is when they have you and you don't have a lawyer. In some cases, it might possibly happen to where they're trying to catch you. Because do we know anything about her state of mind or anything? Because when you shoot somebody, you go into you go through a lot of physiological changes most of the time.
Absolutely. No, they didn't make mention of that in the article, but I think it's fairly reasonable to say that most normal people don't wake up and say, oh, gee, I wish someone breaks into my house. I'm feeling a little stressed, and I really need to shoot someone so I can then confess everything that I did to local law enforcement and then open myself up to a prosecution based on, I don't know, some excited utterance I may have made under the stress of the moment, you know, and we're totally discounting the fact that when law enforcement officers shoot people, they get a cool down period and something on the order of like 3 days before they have to do an accounting for anything that they may say, man. But a couple of things I just want to throw in there, things that we've talked about before in this show, man. You know, with a woman, women are prized targets of bad guys. Shot placement is very important. I'm not sure where she actually shot this guy, but if she shot him where we recommend.
Is he still with us?
Well, he's still he's receiving treatment, so he's still with us at least the time of the printing of this article. And, of course, shot placement and caliber, things that we've talked about, are also very important. But, man, I can't stress enough, have a lawyer or some type of resource to consult with for representation, and do not tell on yourself, no matter how innocent you feel that you may be in this altercation.
Well, I mean, the reason you have a lawyer is because the first thing you never want to say, you want to say, listen, there's a guy, I just got attacked by a guy with a gun. He just tried to kill me. He just tried to knife me. He tried to do something. He's here. He's been shot. You don't say, I shot him.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. But, you know, it's so simple, man. It's even more basic than that, you know?
Yeah.
I live here. I'm at home. I don't know this guy. Here's my lawyer. I called my lawyer. My lawyer's on the way. I have nothing to say.
That would do it.
Really, when you
that covers it all, doesn't it? That covers it. Or I have nothing to say till my lawyer gets here.
Yeah, exactly. It's that simple, man. Just think, in the heat of the moment, when you're reliving and retelling this, you might tell three or four different versions of the same story, and then Next thing you know, man, you probably have some zealot who's trying to make Officer of the Week. You know what? You're at home. Shut up. Don't say a word.
Yep.
And there's a reason why you have a lawyer, right? And
right.
I tell you, if you're a gun owner out there, please get one. And if you don't have one, get a plan to secure one.
With all of the there's plenty of companies out there besides what was once called NRA Carry Guard. That sort of messed things up for a few people, but there's still plenty of good companies out there.
And you know what? And I'm not making an official recommendation. And there are plenty of companies that are out there, and they all will get the job done on some level. But here, in this case, at least from the way it's written, if it's accurate, it seems to be the quintessential cut and dry, open and shut, home defense case. There's nothing you need to say.
There you go. We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. So if you would be so kind,
hey,
please,
man,
tell people how to find you.
LegallyArmedInDetroit.com, DetroitCCW.com. Check me out at DetroitCCW on YouTube. And once again, it's been my honor, pleasure, and privilege to bring Planet Rick to Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Catch me every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern, rain, snow, or shine.
Be there or be square.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, man, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.